From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Over the last several months, while the public and the press have been preoccupied with Afghanistan, the Bush administration has been quietly dismantling Clinton-era environmental policies. Actions that would once have made headlines have met with little resistance, from reversing the phase-out of snowmobiles in national parks to easing restrictions on developing wetlands. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
It hasn't been an easy time for the environmental community. Since September 11th, forests and endangered species have understandably taken a back seat to terrorism and the resulting war. David Albersworth of the Wilderness Society says at first there was a conscious decision to cease and desist.
Immediately after the September 11th attacks, the environmental movement spontaneously and almost unanimously decided to stand down, and we felt that in the immediate aftermath it would be very inappropriate to continue the strong advocacy that we had been engaged in prior to September 11th. But we noticed that the other side didn't seem to be inhibited.
For example, supporters of drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, including the president, began to push their cause more fervently in the name of national security. But even as environmentalists moved back onto the offensive, they had a hard time getting much attention. A few weeks ago, the Corps of Engineers gave notice it was going to abandon its conservation goals for wetlands set in 1990 by the first President Bush. Greg Whetstone of the Natural Resources Defense Council says normally that would have been a big story.
You know, I think over time the public is going to focus on these issues again as the press will focus on them. But right now they're happening at the administrative agencies in ways that are not receiving a great deal of public attention.
Whetstone cites wetlands protection as just one in a long list of items that he says have been under attack, under the radar. The list includes a weakening of protection of national forests, less stringent regulation of the mining industry on public lands, an easing of energy efficiency standards, and less restrictive rules for vehicle use in national monuments. In addition, environmentalists have vehemently protested several new Bush administration appointments, in particular former lobbyists for the coal and oil industries, the timber industry, the cattle industry, and the mining industry, all named to key Interior Department positions. But none of this adds up to much, according to Jerry Taylor of the Cato Institute, who believes the environmental community is crying wolf.
George Bush is not fundamentally challenging any of the established environmental laws of this country, and in fact, it's a matter of frustration for people like me.
Taylor and other free marketeers haven't been that outspoken lately either, but they'd hoped the administration would radically readdress the command and control nature of environmental regulation, get rid of the EPA, for example. From his point of view, there's been little significant change since the previous administration.
I mean, after all, one of the most significant things he's done lately was to accept the Clinton standards for arsenic and drinking water. So where's the complaint? I'm not sure where this evil offensive is taking us.
Indeed, Carl Pope of the Sierra Club admits high-visibility items at the congressional level, such as energy legislation, have all been put off. His group has switched gears, delaying some initiatives and focusing more on security threats to pipelines and chemical facilities. Still, he says the mission is the same.
Americans were deeply committed to protecting the land as part of protecting the nation before September 11th, and I don't think that's changed.
Furthermore, Pope believes the public is on the lookout for opportunism.
The silliest example was right after September 11th. The head of the Army Corps of Engineers put out a memo saying, well, in the interest of national security, we have to short-circuit the environmental reviews for wetland permits because that will make our nation safer. Well, I don't think anybody believed that except him. We are finding that the American people are outraged when people try to take advantage of this crisis for irrelevant purposes.
Still, Pope and others admit it is more difficult to be critical of the administration in the midst of a war and when the president is enjoying his highest approval ratings. But while environmental concerns may have been temporarily pushed to the back burner, Pope sees hope in one polling statistic. A record number of Americans have headed to national parks and wilderness areas since September 11th. It seems that's where people feel the safest. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.